Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. You know, I'm glad you finally decided to show up for work. You know, nothing going on, John. Nothing happening.
Nothing just, to see here. Disperse, please.
Just go sit at your little cabin. You know, what are you, bird watching? Are you learning a new whistle? What the heck, man?
Had to do it, brother.
We got a country to save here.
We're over in Missoula at the state cross country meet, and you know this time of year, boom! Every time it happens, every time the temperatures go whoop. So I had to stop by the cabin and drain it all out of water before all the pipes freeze.
Oh yeah, yeah. I winterized my cabin all by my own self the last weekend. I feel so mature and so grown up now. It was actually kind of fun. It's like, man, it's just nice not to be stuck at a computer for a little while. You know,
it was great. Once you get it, you know, completely drained, now we are without running water and everything that goes into that, as you can imagine.
I'm just asking for a friend. Did you see any elk or any bucks while you were there at your cabin?
No, and they're not even coming on my trail camera at night now. They're smart. They know right that time of year, that's when all the two-legged things with the guns come into the woods. So they're like,
we're out of here. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. We're out of here. All right. Okay, well, I'm just checking, you know, just checking for a friend. That's all. Hey, I just realized the other day, I did over 100 events all across Montana, sitting at cafes, sitting at bars, restaurants, grocery stores. And even when we would come across people we disagreed with, we had good conversations. It was fun to meet so many people. There was only maybe one or two times where you got somebody who was really hostile that did not even want to have a conversation. They just wanted to yell at the woman standing by the table or something. I think I told you about this, but we were at an event in Kalispell. And this guy comes marching in, and he was like 6 foot something taller, bigger guy. And he starts pointing his finger at all of us. He starts throwing F-bombs. He starts cussing. We had a nice lady standing there and everything. And he's like, well, F you. And I'm like, well, hey, man, tell us. So what's your beliefs? Why do you feel the way you do? And then he just storms off. But the best part was, after coming in and this big, tall guy yelling at us, yelling at the lady, pointing his finger in her face, he storms off on his bicycle. He rode off on his bicycle down the street. And it was like right off of Highway 2. I was dying. It was like right out of Napoleon Dynamite.
You and I talked about this before. You know, every time you see a grown man getting on his bicycle like that, you know this is the dude that's got his third or fourth DUI. and his license permanently taken away. So now he's you know, like the Wicked Witch, you know.
It's carbon neutral. You got a DUI, didn't you?
and it's some kid's bike that he can't even barely fit on.
Oh, he was way too big for that bike. I wanted to open the door, but you know, we're nice when we do these events. I wanted to open the door and go, lay off the chips, Kip. Because it was like, he was like a character out of Napoleon Dynamite.
Lay off the whiskey, pal. I mean, maybe.
Oh my goodness. I'm surprised this guy isn't in a John Tester commercial yet, because you know that's who he's voting for.
Ponytail.
Yeah. He'll go pick radishes with the guy out of Oregon.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Two murders pinned on bears. Montana police are looking for a large axe and other items they say was taken from a crime scene near Big Sky, where a 35-year-old father was murdered while camping. Justin Kazurshem was last seen on the afternoon of October 10th when he went out camping. When he didn't show up to pick up his friend the next day, that friend went looking for him and found his body, telling 911 he thought Kazurshem was attacked by a bear. But authorities found no signs of a bear, and an autopsy showed Kazurshem suffered multiple chop wounds. In a separate case in Tennessee, 45-year-old Nicholas Wayne Hamlet is wanted for murder. He called 911 saying he was Brandon Andrade and was gravely wounded after a bear chased him off a cliff in Hamilton County. When rescuers arrived, they found a bloody corpse at the bottom of a cliff with Andrade's ID. Police say the body wasn't Andrade and that Hamlet had stolen his identity. Police haven't ID'd the body and Hamlet is still on the loose. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is a...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, it was great. Last night, John Jackson, he sent me this video clip on X, and he said, hey, we need to talk about this tomorrow. And I'm really glad when he does that because, yeah, he finds all sorts of great information out there. It always checks out, and then we can run with it here, first thing in the morning on the show. But, man, this one last night, I'll tell you what, there is no missing this soundbite. But I'm glad you flagged it for us, John, this soundbite where Joe Biden basically calls all Trump supporters garbage. He says the only garbage I see is his supporters. Wow. I mean, you want to talk about poking the bear 1 week before Election Day. There you go. Some people think he did it intentionally to throw Kamala under the bus.
Well, here they were, Aaron. They were just so happy that they had this comedian that was on the pre-show at Trump's New York rally come out and make some remark about Puerto Ricans as a joke. They were ready to pick that ball up and run with it for the next 4 or 5 days. And what does Grandpa Joe come in and do? Comes in and saves the day for Trump and makes this, basket of deplorables comment, which now that's all over the news right now, is completely taken over the news cycle. I freaking love it.
Yeah, here's the audio clip for those of you that missed it. Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. Just a second.
For Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of things is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Yeah, the only garbage I see out there is his supporters. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who is a Cuban-American, Florida Senator Marco Rubio jumped on the stage at the Trump rally to break the news standing right next to President Trump. I don't even think President Trump had heard this news yet.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. Are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
Yeah, great point there by Florida Senator Marco Rubio. I put a Montana perspective on it here. Remember when MSNBC went to Butte, Montana, which is typically a Democrat stronghold? They interviewed union carpenters who said they're voting for Donald J. Trump. Well, Joe Biden just said that you are trash. But then again, that shouldn't really be that shocking because Kamala Harris has already been calling you a fascist and a Nazi. And John Tester already called you racist in his 2020 book that he wrote. So really shouldn't be surprised that they're calling you all trash.
I'm going to get you a sign for the studio, Aaron. We're going to call it the dumpster. Your studio is going to be the dumpster because we are all trash. We all know that's what they think of us. We've been listening to this basket of deplorables and Nazis and fascists for it's not just 8 years. I mean, we've been listening to this from these people since the Clinton era. You're talking almost going back 30 years. They've been calling us these names. That's what they think of us. And thank God Joe Biden stepped up to that plate yesterday. And I mean, you hear that crack? You ever hear that pop off a bat where you know it's going all the way? It's a home run. I mean, thank you, Grandpa Joe. I mean, love on you, buddy.
Yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy was on with Hannity last night, and he said, a lot of people are going to assume that this was the cognitively impaired Joe Biden that they shouldn't have let Joe out of the basement a week before the election. They're going to have to hide the monster back in the basement ahead of Halloween before Joe screws up anything else. But Vivek thinks that he did this on purpose because he just has such a hatred for Kamala Harris and what she did to him.
I'm convinced that you remember back here a couple months ago where he came out twice in a row as Kamala was trying to distance herself from his administration. He said, oh, no, twice in a row. He said, oh, no, she was right there on everything we did. She was a part of every policy and every decision. I think he did do that on purpose. This one, it very well could be. This is just a senile old man saying the quiet part out loud because he does hate Trump and does hate us. So he just, boom, he just blurts it out.
Yeah, John Tester, in his 2020 book, what were the exact words that he used here? I had it in front of me. Where did I put it? But basically, in his 2020 book, he basically said that, well, Trump played on the racism in rural America, and he basically said that there were scared whites who basically got played by Donald J. Trump. So if you're concerned about the southern border and this invasion of illegal aliens that are causing all this havoc here in Montana, John Tester basically said you're a scared white person and you're racist, and that's why you voted for Donald J. Trump. I mean, it's just pathetic, and it's just a reminder that these liberal Democrats in Montana are just as bad as Kamala Harris and the rest of them.
Well, I think I've heard that somewhere before, Aaron. A bitter clingers, I think, was the line from Barack Hussein Obama. It's the same thing. They tell you all the time, every group of them, every administration, exactly what they think of you.
John Jackson, the Joker from X, is with us here for this Unwoke Wednesday of the show. You know, we should keep you around next Wednesday as well, the day after the election results. I mean, come in for your normal Tuesday, but if you can put in an extra day for us, you should join us so that you can sidekick with us for the election day after the results of the show. If you want to do that, John, that'd be great.
I'm going to have whiskey. I'm going to have coffee. I'm going to have uppers, downers, whatever we need.
Maybe we should do the show from the cigar lounge.
Oh,
that would be kind of fun.
That's a thought.
All right. But I think I might want to do the show from Bozeman that day because where the big story is taking place. We'll see. Semper Gumby. We're taking your phone calls. John's going to be with us for the next 2 hours. 294-0970.
Securing America.
A recent Wall Street Journal report claims the Department of Defense is running short on interceptor missiles after their repeated recent use in the defense of Israel and against attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder pushed back on that assessment during a briefing Tuesday.
I think we do a pretty good job of managing our capabilities around the world to ensure that we have what we need, where we need it to support not only our operations plans, but also crises and contingencies.
General Ryder adding that the confidence of military leaders is nothing new.
We have always made conscious decisions about how to best manage those forces around the world and manage our readiness levels. But needless to say, we are ready and prepared to support our requirements in support of our national security interests.
Ryder says that the Pentagon also feels it has the right force posture in other potentially combative areas, such as the Indo-Pacific. Ken Mielewski, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I was rehearsing my breaking news. John Jackson, this is actual serious breaking news. We've got a ruling out of the Supreme Court of the United States. What's the breaking news that you just saw via X?
Breaking from the tribe on Twitter from Grammy Loves Golf on Twitter is that the Supreme Court has ruled in the Virginia case and has ruled that Virginia can indeed clean their voter rolls of all these illegals. Because you'll never believe this, Aaron. You know, they're out there saying that, no, illegals can't vote. That's against the law. Illegals can't vote. And then when Virginia tried to take the illegals off their rolls, Biden-Harris DOJ sues them over it.
Yeah.
And so they immediately did an emergency appeal up to SCOTUS, and SCOTUS ruled fairly quickly that, yes, they can.
And not even just illegals, but non-citizens who aren't allowed to vote, trying to vote in our elections. Yeah, isn't it crazy how they're always saying, oh, no, that would never happen, but we're going to sue you to help allow it to happen.
Amazing how they don't, it's like one of those open secrets. Why do they not want voter ID? But so they can cheat. I mean, everybody knows it. What? Why do they want all these illegals in here? So they can be their voters. I mean,
and their maids. They want servants. The Democrat Party wants servants. And so that's why they want to bring illegal aliens here, so they can hire cheaper servants for them as well. That's what they think of people from other countries. Here is the Fox News Radio report. I wanted, once you told me the breaking news, I said, hey, let's go see if Fox News Radio has a story. Looks like David Spunt has the report.
This is a controversial issue in Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin signed an executive order back in August. The Department of Justice sued Youngkin, saying that he can't toy with executive orders and taking people off voter rolls within 90 days of an election. It violates federal law. Governor Youngkin says that some 1,600 people did not present their citizenship status. They are non-citizens of the United States and they should not be able to vote. The Justice Department said some of them did not properly fill out a DMV form. They skipped over a box or some became citizens later, resulting in actual U.S. citizens being removed from the rolls in error.
So add yourself back to the rolls. Really not that hard to figure this stuff out. All right, we're taking your phone calls as well with John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here. Mark in Fort Benton. What's going on, Mark? Thanks for the call.
Well, good morning, Aaron and John. I'm thanking you, Aaron, for your show and your service. This is great.
Well, thank you.
And, And I just cannot believe the number of ads coming out claiming that Sheehy was not shot in Afghanistan. Kim was shot, self-inflicted wound, in some national park. And they just are just blasting the CBS with this like crazy. And I think, number one, we really need to combat that if that's truly a lie that they're putting out about Sheehy. And second, I think a black and white list, a column of all the things that are lies about Xi and all the good things he's represented and has done. And you see that on all the social media and people visually see this rather than just hearing it, I think would be more effective. Just a suggestion on the second part there.
Yeah, man, that would be a long list, wouldn't it, Mark? Mark, thanks for the call. Yeah, John, you were telling me, obviously, John Tester and his left-wing dark money allies, they have and they have always had way more money in this Senate race than the Republicans ever had or ever were going to have. Tim Sheehy actually referenced this at a rally yesterday with Wyoming Senator John Barrasso at the Red Door in Billings. He said he's known since day one of this race that they were always going to be outspent by liberal Senator John Tester. He's the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. He's best buddies with Chuck Schumer. They will pour any amount of money into this race they possibly can. But you were telling me it's like 3-1 the number of TV ads right now where John Tester is pushing these lies.
It's easy 3-1, and it's getting way, way nastier, and it's all over. No, it's TV, it's radio, it is everything online, every website you go to, YouTube, boom, you can't get onto anything. The streaming services, where this is not blasted out at you, but I want to say one thing. You can't listen to any of this, and I'll tell you why, because most of this stuff is coming from these PACs, and that's that way that the candidate, whoever it is, can just distance themselves from that. These PACs can say anything they want to, put out any grotesque lie they want to, and they're unaccountable at all. And the candidate, oh, I didn't know anything about that. I'm not a part of that. That's the PAC over here. Unless you see that person, that candidate himself, herself, in an ad, don't listen to it at all.
Well, and to answer Mark's question there, I think now they may not have as much money to get their message out as dark money John Tester, number one recipient of lobbyist cash, has, but they just released a powerful new ad featuring a very close friend and Navy SEAL teammate of Tim Sheehy's, who lives here in Montana. Now, John and I are going to talk more about this story coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But since Mark brought it up, let me play this powerful new ad. I just shared it on X about 1 hour ago.
You've seen this Democrat lie. I'm a former Navy SEAL who served at the same time as Dave Madden and directly with Tim Sheehy. Dave Madden is a liar with a known liberal agenda who's repeatedly attacked his fellow SEALs and their service. Here's the truth. Tim Shee is a decorated combat veteran who earned a Bronze Star with Valor and a Purple Heart. John Tesser never served, and his false attacks on Tim are pathetic.
I'm Tim Shee, and I approve this message. Join my team. Give today.
Now, John, you were able to actually see the ad as I played it here. They could just hear it. But he actually pulls up on his cell phone the picture of and the video of John Tesser's ad with the ponytail guy who donated to Elizabeth Warren and you know, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer's PAC, and more. So this guy attacking Sheehy has zero credibility whatsoever.
This is the kind of thing that I want to see that I think all of us have been clamoring for years from Republicans and their candidates. It's rapid response. When you see these lies come out, you have to be on them right away. I mean, you have to be responding to them instantaneously all over the place and put them down. You can't just ignore it, expect it to go away, expect that people are not going to believe it. You have to respond.
Well, and what's interesting is this fake, desperate attack was already launched 6 months ago against Tim Sheehy, and it didn't work. The people that heard about this story 6 months ago and read into the story and looked into it were like, wow, this actually makes us want to vote for Tim Sheehy even more. And so all they're doing now is, now that more people are paying attention with a week to go before the election, they're trotting out the same desperate attack they already tried to launch 6 months ago. It didn't work 6 months ago, but they have no other option right now. This is their Hail Mary pass with the vegetarian ponytail guy that's in John Tester's campaign ad right now.
Mr. Radish.
Yeah, the radish digger from Oregon. let's go to Joe in Kalispell next up. Joe, what's on your mind?
We've just, starting Saturday up here, we've been receiving these flyers in the mail about a libertarian, Dennis Hayes, and it just didn't make any sense because it's all coming out of Seattle, so I did some research, and they're saying they're using the Make America Great deal and all of this. He's going to back Trump's border wall and et cetera and et cetera, and then everything is negative against Zinke. Well, this outfit in Seattle is called Blue Wave Political Partners LLC. And their whole motto, you can pull up the website, is deliver progressive victories to new and device leaders. And they've got on their website that it states right on there that it's a passion for democratic ideals and clients across the country. And they've got a list that's just long of who they have worked with. And you're seeing Biden, Bernie Sanders, Bloomberg, Gavin Newsom, all of the real radicals on it. And it just came out, and now we're getting hit with them. You know, we got hit with them Saturday, and I talked to my neighbors. Nobody's ever heard of this guy.
Yeah.
But it's obviously, you know, a setup. And,
it's the typical Democrat dirty tricks. It's the typical Democrat dirty tricks. They want to prop up a fake libertarian. They want to prop up a fake Constitution mm-hmm. Party candidate because they know the Democrat can't get elected. So what they want to do, they want you to be gullible enough to throw your vote away at a fake libertarian. And right. And then the Democrats hope they can win the race in the Western Congressional District that way. But great report there, Joe. Thanks for the call. That's why it's so important for folks in the Western Congressional District to vote for Ryan Zinke. John, I've talked with some folks that are in the know, and we feel very good about the Republicans taking back control of the Senate. I spoke with Steve Daines earlier this morning, but the House of Representatives could fall to the Democrats, and you know exactly what that means. Even if Donald J. Trump is the president and the House is run by the Democrats, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to start trying to impeach Donald J. Trump all over again.
Well, it's worse than that, too. If they get the House and Trump were to win here, what they will do is come in here in January and refuse to certify the election. Be ready for that. Jamie Raskin already talked about it. And you saw, I think last year on your show, Aaron, we're talking going back to the summer of 2023. I think I told you on here, when you saw Nancy Pelosi basically unretire herself, here she was. She stepped down from leadership. She was going to go. And then she unretired herself. No, I think I'll hang around. That's when they knew they had a chance to win the House. And you notice you haven't heard anything about the House races. All you hear about is Senate and the presidency.
And the Democrats are quietly out there trying to pick up up the chips. I do think, though, that Donald Trump is going to help Republicans, even in New York and California. That's why he's been rallying there. It's about holding on to the House. That's why it's so important to just vote red up and down that ticket. If we got to save this country, voting for Donald J. Trump alone is not enough. You've got to vote red. You've got to vote for the Sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson. Up and down the ticket, it just has to be done if we're going to save this
vote
country.
Vote no on every one of those ballot initiatives.
No on every one of the initiatives. That's right. Okay, Clint in Bozeman, you'll be first up after the break. Goose and Anaconda, I was going to go to you, but we lost Goose and Anaconda, but that's all right. Goose, you can call back in. 294-0970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. We got a lot of folks on the line. Plus, we're taking your phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. That's part of the fun of having John Jackson here with us, is we get to mix it up with John on any topic under the sun. And so it makes it really fun because you can call into the show about whatever you want to talk about as well. So it's just like an open phone show, but with a really fun sidekick here as well. Let's see. Let's go to Clint in Bozeman. Clint, what's going on?
Well, I'm glad you took my call. And what's going on? It's beautiful weather we have out here. We haven't had any rain or snow much. Eastern Montana, I think, is kind of suffering somewhat. But what I call about is this. You remember the big bill where they took all the money from the large cities and took it to state?
Which one? Remind us.
Well, I don't remember which bill it was, but if what happened was is all the counties that are rich counties, like Gallatin County and Helena, Lewis and Clark and Silver Bow and Missoula, all the money that they collected had to go back to the state, all of it. And then the state allocated it back to the cities and for the money they needed for schools and whatever. Well, what most people don't know is the interest on that money, like in Gallatin County, we got here around $60 million is collected in taxes, or maybe more. Think about how much interest that was. And it was originally designed to help the poor counties. Now, the poor counties, all the coal that's mined in the poor counties, not in the western part of the state, the eastern part, that money goes to the state, and out of that money, you can spend the interest, not the principal, but the interest. Why didn't the state take the interest off the coal tax trust fund and fund those counties in eastern Montana, the poor ones? What they did was taking the interest away from our counties, like here in Gallatin County and down there in Billings and all over the rich counties. And they took it away from us.
Interesting. Yeah, well, that's a topic we'll have to explore. I think we can explore that in a little more depth after the election for sure, you know, especially as we, you know, then pivot to the legislative session coming up. John, the thing, and Clint, thanks for the call. John, the thought that was going through my mind is, you know, actually the richest city in Montana. Now, this data is a little outdated now. It was Colstrip, Montana. So why is Colstrip, Montana wealthy? Because of coal. My biggest concern is, look, we can talk about, well, should we use the interest off of coal for this or use the interest off of coal for that? We won't have any money. We won't have any interest. It is not in our interest to elect people like John Tester and Kamala Harris, because if they stay in power, you can kiss coal goodbye. You can kiss coal goodbye in Colstrip. You can kiss coal goodbye in Roundup. You can kiss mining jobs, period, goodbye. In fact, we've already kissed 700 jobs at the Stillwater mine goodbye because of John Tester and Kamala Harris and their Green New Deal policies.
Oh, that is on the table, 100%. If you get Kamala Harris in there, and then if you, what Kamala Harris will do is in a second Joe Biden term, and that's what it will be, she will declare some kind of national climate emergency, some kind of climate lockdowns on industry. And if you have a blue governor in your state, that blue governor will go right along with it and strangle your energy companies in your state.
Let's go next on the phone lines. We've got Kevin in Billings. Kevin, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, Aaron, I'd like to talk to you about Initiative 128, the Constitution Initiative 128, the abortion. And apparently, I just learned about this a few days ago. I guess things really heated up in 2021 when an act called the Capable Unborn Child Protection Act was passed that said that you could not have said that you could not have an abortion under 20 weeks, which I guess is, I guess that's already the standard. After 20 weeks, I'm sorry, after 20 weeks. And then another bill passed that mentioned the fact that you had to have an ultrasound before you got an abortion and then parental consent. But the bottom line is, this all comes back to, according to the article I read, and I actually did a podcast on this yesterday, that it all came back to the state versus Armstrong. Yeah, I think that's what it was. State versus Armstrong.
The Armstrong decision.
It's going to take a real skilled lawyer, perhaps, to undo that. I don't know, because that it seems like...
Well, it shouldn't take a skilled lawyer, though. It shouldn't take a skilled lawyer. I mean, any kid fresh out of law school. Yeah. No, great to hear from you. And several great points that you raised there. Real quick clarification. The Montana law that was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor didn't require an ultrasound to take place prior to an abortion. This is one of Planned Parenthood's dirty little secrets. They have to conduct an ultrasound before they do an abortion because they have to know where the baby is at when they perform their procedure, if that's what you want to call it. But what Planned Parenthood does not want to do is they don't want to show these women the ultrasound because then the women may not be likely to go forward with the ultrasound. And Planned Parenthood really wants to perform that abortion. They don't want the woman to know what's in her body and then to maybe go back on having the abortion. These people are sick and twisted that run Planned Parenthood. And now you've got foreign financiers funding CI-128. You know, John, to the larger point that he was making there is that most Montanans would agree that there should be a limit somewhere on abortion. Where that limit should be drawn, that's where people disagree. CI-128, it is so deceptively written that it would effectively allow for no limits on abortion whatsoever. That's why the radical left is pushing this in such a deceptive way right now.
I've called Montana home now for 24 years, and I can tell you straight up, hand on the Bible, I've never voted once, not for any single ballot initiative, because every single time what they are is either a tax hike or a power grab. Every single time. You cannot ever go wrong ever by any of those initiatives you see. You know, don't even read them. Just vote no.
All right, let's go next on the phone lines. We've got Ben in Kalispell listening to KJJR. Ben, what's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron and Joker. You know, a little concerning yesterday, Aaron, I was watching the news report where they were talking about how the Department of Justice, I believe it was, not the Supreme Court, but they ruled that these people that are not citizens of the United States are going to be allowed to vote in a United States election. And the reason, number one, is concerning that they ruled that way. Number one, I've never heard of such a thing where non-citizens can vote in another country's election, whether they're here temporarily or whatever. What scares me is this may be a sign of what's to come here. I don't think the Democrats intend on losing, even if they do lose. And I think we're just, even before the election, are starting to see signs of, I don't want to be that guy that scream that they're going to cheat, but I don't think they have any intentions of whether they have to do it legally or illegally to lose this election. And I think we just need to be on our toes, and I hope people are watching these poll places. The evidence of these non-citizens now being able to vote, that's just the beginning. And it scares me if Kamala does come up Short, maybe I just see him pulling some strings in the back room.
Well, of course, they're trying to do everything they possibly can. I mean, the fact that the DOJ is even suing to allow to prevent Virginia from cleaning up their voter rolls tells you exactly what they're trying to do here. Important note, Ben, thanks for the call. Ben called in from Kalispell. Ben, the Flathead County Republicans just sent out an email update earlier this morning. They need poll watchers. They need one more volunteer in Whitefish for Election Day in the morning. They need one more volunteer at Marion Fire Hall in the afternoon, one more volunteer at Columbia Falls Senior Center in the afternoon, and then one or two more volunteers in Browning as well, and they'll help pay for your gas to get there and back. I'm so glad, that, John, that the Flathead County Republicans, that they know who they need and where they need them. They're going to be watching, that's exactly what they need to be doing.
To your caller's point, you know, Steve Bannon got out of jail yesterday and did his first broadcast on the War Room. And he's basically saying, he and all his guests are saying the same thing we've been saying on your show and on our podcast for about 6 months. If you know, come next week or the weeks after that Donald Trump was to actually win and they can't out-cheat him, which is that's what they're going to be trying to do. If they can't out-cheat him, then they've already hired Mark Elias, basically Count Dracula, their big lawyer, and they are then going to use the next 3 months to lawfare this into the ground. And then they're prepared to not certify the election as well, so watch out.
All right, we got a couple more callers on the line. Justin and Butte and somebody named Z. Have you ever heard of a guy named Z?
Never heard of that guy. Never heard of that
Z. I don't know. I don't know who the guy is, but maybe we'll go to the guy before we run out of the time. We're just two wild and crazy guys.
Well, you went back on that one.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Kamala Harris's decision to reach out to anti-Trump Republicans like the ever so happy and joyful and dour, really, Liz Cheney, is alienating her base. This aggressive effort to woo anti-Trump Republicans has the far-left progressives feeling alienated. Our Revolution is a progressive advocacy group has spawned out of the Bernie Sanders 2016 presidential campaign, found that 1 out of 10 voters who identify as progressive said they don't intend to vote for Kamala. And progressive voters said that they are skeptical of her outreach to Republicans. And in recent days, Harris has, you know, campaigned 4 times with Liz Cheney.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as the holidays approach, it is so essential to recognize that personal safety is a year-round priority. Now, crime tends to spike during this time of year, making it even more critical to protect what matters most. Now, this holiday season, gift your loved ones with peace of mind with a Byrner less lethal launcher. The Byrner launcher is a safe, effective defense solution and tool equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds. Now, you can hit a target 50, 60 feet away, and that's capable of stopping any perpetrator, any attacker right there in their tracks. Now, why choose Byrner? Byrner offers you peace of mind that you deserve without the legal or mental burden of a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background check, no permit, and they can ship it directly to your door. That's why Byrner is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms. Just go to their website, Byrner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. That's Byrner.com/Hannity. Protect what matters most without compromise. Buy additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Back into the phone lines we go. We've got Justin in Butte listening to KXTL. Justin, thanks for calling in. What did you want to share with folks all across Montana?
Hey, Aaron, the Joker. Thank you for having me on. I actually had the pleasure of meeting you at Brett's RV for a quick minute last time you were up here.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, that was fun, man. That was such a great time. I got to get back there and do a show from Brett's RV in Butte again one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. We love listening to you out here. Hey, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the availability on absentee ballots here. You can actually go down to the clerk's office if you don't receive a ballot in the mail and get one right there and vote and turn it in. It's essential to our elections to you get them in early and get it done, so they can get you off the list and they can, you know, get focused on people that are undecided.
No, that's exactly right. Great reminder. And you can do that all across Montana. I did that before a school board election, a few years ago. And because I thought I was going to be gone for Army Reserve training later in the year, they changed my dates. I had to leave earlier, and it was right when the school board election was taking place. So I walked into the election office, got a ballot, filled it out, turned it in, and the conservative candidate for the school board won that race by one vote. So everybody, you have got to assume that your one vote is the one vote that's going to make a difference across the board.
Yep, that's exactly right. If we all do our part, we can't think, you know, even though it looks like we're pulling ahead, it takes that one vote every time for us to get out there, put them in, make sure you're there, tell your friends, tell your family, get out there, and, you know, it's fun.
That's right. And it's so important right now. Justin, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to KXTL. And, greatly appreciated. Let's go next to the mighty Human Z. Z, great to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, I read lots of scientific studies because I'm a product of science. And there's a new study out there that says, you know, don't worry about Brandon's garbage statement because Trump uses a violent tone, and a violent tone is worse than actual words. I didn't know this. And the key indicator this study cites is Trump started using the word them. Oh, my gosh. So garbage in, garbage out. Thank you, gentlemen.
He started using the word them. It's very violent.
Clutching. See my pearls? I'm clutching my pearls right here.
Very violent
them.
Rhetoric.
Oh, my God.
Very violent rhetoric. Jesse Waters, when he was talking about this last night, he started, you know, sharing messages from his listeners after Joe Biden called all the Trump supporters garbage. And one of the listeners sent in a message that says, well, you know what they say? One man's trash is another man's treasure. So.
And right now, every single, you know, you, everybody that's on media, everybody at Fox News, every commentator out there, and the Trump campaign, every time you speak, you repeat that line for the next 5 days in a wake-up. Joe Biden thinks you're garbage. I mean, you repeat that every day.
And John Tester said you're racist. That's why you support Trump. He wrote it in his book. Lee in Kalispell, what's the final word for the hour?
Deals with what the guy said about bullying afterwards. Now, in Minnesota, it actually happened years ago where a comedian, I think he was on TV, he got elected, but his people were, they found a carload of votes after the election had closed, and judge ordered that they would be counted, and only his name was marked on every one of them. Nobody else's name was marked on the ballot anywhere on the ballot.
Was that Stuart Smalley? Was it Al Franken? Was that who it was back then?
Al
Franken, yeah. John, do you remember Al Franken?
Oh, yes, I do.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I walk right beside him at a base in Afghanistan. I would just reach out and choke him out, but you know, he's there doing a bit for the military, so I couldn't
was
say
that when
doing.
Those photos came out that he got in trouble for and had to leave the Senate?
When he was going in and out, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a bad analogy. Stop it. Stop it. I don't have my pearls yet. All right. Stand by. We got a whole nother hour of the Joker coming up.